JoeBucksFan.com draft guru Sean Sullivan is back. Senior Bowl preview part two, the final look at all the prospects running through this weekend's game. He does a great job. You'll enjoy it. It's fast, it's furious, and it's all presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Senior Bowl Part 2, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. This is Sean Sullivan with the lovely Grace.
Hi, guys.
We are ready to rock and roll. I have decided I'm not listening to any more podcasts that don't talk about football, but 10 minutes of an hour show. I'm done with it, right? Talk football or get off the airs. And that's what we're going to do. So let's talk to our sponsors first, right? So Gasparilla just ended. Our Gasparilla sale is now over. We're now into Valentine's Day for February the great. So buy the love of your life, a brand new car at Bill Curry Ford. Get a lifetime warranty. Get 0%. Fight inflation at Bill Curry Ford. You can order a car through Nikki, which, by the way, I'm getting more and more compliments on this amazing concierge service. No deposit necessary. $500 reward for doing it. The car will be here in 6 to 8 weeks. So we are ordering about 100 cars a week. And then our construction is really moving along. So lots of good stuff going on. Please visit us at BillCurryFord.com. And then if you have questions about the podcast, any players that you want me to talk about before these games are played, please hit me up at BestInClass@BillCurryFord.com or GThomas@BillCurryFord.com. I'd be happy to answer your emails. So let's go. So we finished our last podcast. We were talking about guard Nick Broeker. And we're going to get right into a linebacker out of the University of Florida, Ventrell Miller, 221 pounds, 6 foot, runs a 4.69 40. Love his tackling. I love his build. Excellent against the run. You know, this is a linebacker that's I think he's a two down linebacker. He hasn't shown me enough as a pass rusher to be a three down. But again, this guy has right now a third to fourth round ranking on him. But I think a very good depth linebacker could turn into. Physically, he could turn into a pretty good linebacker. I guess we just have to work on his pass rushers, but everything else about this guy, leadership, speed is good, physicality. He tackles angry, which I love. And he's textbook tackler, which the Bucs need right now. We need good special teams players, and we also need linebackers who can wrap up and tackle and stop missing tackles. So that's something we need. We're going to get on to a QB here, Jaren Hall, and he's out of BYU. Now, he's probably the best quarterback this weekend that you're going to see. He's an extremely good runner, good passer, 6'1", 205 pounds, a little small for me as a passer. And I believe I talked about him in our last podcast. I brought him up as the QB class is pretty light, but I'm just reviewing him again just for those who haven't caught up with the first part of this podcast, which, by the way, you better have listened to the East-West Shrine game if you want to know what's going on, right? So no one else goes in depth on these players except at Best in Class on Joe Bucks Fan. So you're getting the best of the best right now. Yeah, Jaren Hall, you're going to see him run. You're going to see him throw accurately. But again, he's just a guy. I think he's going to put up some points. I think he's going to be one of those third or fourth round QBs that come in and compete a little bit. He reminds me a little bit of Ritter out of Cincinnati from last year. Is going on to Eric Gray, running back, right, out of Oklahoma. Right, 5'10", ran a 4.4 40. He is a violent runner. Definitely a break tackler guy. And you know what, for his size, 5'10", 211, he doesn't seem that way, but put the tape on. He's unbelievably efficient at running the ball. Again, what I think you're going to find from the Senior Bowl is Nagy came out on Sunday and said this was the best running back class that he's had at the Senior Bowl since he's been doing it the last 5 years. That's pretty amazing that the running backs are, and we're going to go through some of my sleeper running backs later in this podcast. We'll get to some more, but right now, let's keep going, right? So, Keanu Benton, nose tackle out of Wisconsin, 6'4", 315, absolute run stopper. Another one of those guys, fourth round guys, that I think is going to come into the NFL as somebody that the Bucs need. We need to build depth on this defensive line. Like I said, I don't think Sanat's going to be there. I think Roches is not going to be there. I'm not quite sure we're going to sign even Golston back, but we need to put in some meat and potatoes on that defensive line. Keanu Benton is one of those guys. It's just a Wisconsin guy, big, strong, point of attack, you know, just like the offensive and defensive linemen. I like them all when it comes from Wisconsin, Iowa State, these defensive guys and offensive linemen. The Alabama tight end, this guy Cameron Latou, so 6'5", ran a 4.6 40. He's a good blocking tight end. He can also catch the ball, obviously, high points the ball. But listen, what I like about him is the fact that he plays with fire. Like, if when you watch him, he gets angry. He blocks angry. He's a glass eater. And I'm going to keep saying that. I love the angry players, right? Cameron is one of those guys. He was a highly ranked recruit going into Alabama, 6'5", 244, ran a sub 4'5", 40. I'm sorry, a sub 4'6". If he ran a 4'5", he'd be talking about in the top 10 in the draft. But here's a guy, plays with an attitude, love that. Chris Rodriguez, for those SEC fans, everybody knows him out of Kentucky, 5'11", 224, 4'5", 40. Doesn't have elite speed, but he's one of those guys that, like Mark Ingram, that would be my pro comparison. He's one of those guys that gets chunk yardage, but then doesn't hit you the long run. But, you know, but he can get you the 5-6 yard carries consistently. Very physical player. He can also catch the ball. I don't know about his pass pro because I didn't see enough of it at Kentucky. And obviously, I watched a lot of Kentucky football, hence because of their, you know, their top five quarterback, Will Levis. But that's like one of those things where we're going to go through this. So Keon White, defensive lineman, edge player out of Georgia Tech, has been linked to the Bucs by Mel Kiper, 6'5", 286, sub 4, 740. Basically, Mel Kiper thinks this guy never stops. You know, he is one of those guys that gives you all the energy, all of the want to on every play. And, you know, if you guys watch the Bucs games this year, we saw a lot of Bucs taking the time off, right? Especially on defense. You saw some guys loafing. There's no need to call out names. You guys know who you are. There's some loafers on our team. We need some guys to come in and light some fires and kick some tires around here. And you know, Keon White, to me, to be the 19th overall pick, I think is a little high, you know, for what I've seen out of him as a pass rusher. But I really do like his motor and what he does. And, you know, I watched George Kolaftis, a guy out of Purdue that I talked about at length last year during the Bucs draft, and said, if we're going to pick at 27, let's pick a pass rusher. There were several pass rushers on the board, and George Kolaftis was one of them. And he went to the Kansas City Chiefs, and now look at him. He was second in quarterback pressure, second in sacks. He made an impact in a playoff game. I love pass rushers. Please, let's get some pass rushers, right? Let's talk about Trey Palmer out of Nebraska, 6'1", 190 pounds, 4'4 speed, can catch the ball very well. He's basically a very cerebral player. Listen, there was no quarterback play at Nebraska. So trying to grade a wide receiver, this is like the DK Metcalf situation. I'm not comparing him to DK Metcalf. So what I'm saying is, how do you project wide receivers when they don't get a lot of targets and they're not consistently thrown to with accuracy? It's very difficult. That's one of the things I put on the scouts. But you know what? Trey Palmer is a guy you might hear about, and you might hear something about him. A Michigan tackle, Ryan Hayes, 6'7", 305 pounds, sub 540. Obviously, he's a very well-coached player coming from Michigan. I don't see him as being a day one starter in the NFL. I think that he's a project player, but I think that he's going to start in the Senior Bowl. Moving on to, let's see, another guard from Alabama, Emil Ikayor Jr. Listen, don't write me any emails about me mispronouncing names. I told you, I got to have 100 million names in my head, okay? This is a guy, long arm, 6'3", 307. This is a day one starter as a guard. He's not going to be the best guard, but he obviously played at a high level at Alabama, which is fantastic. But there's a guy that can come in, add some depth to your offensive line right away. Jamie Robinson, for the Florida State fans, everybody knows who this guy is. Let me just put it to you this way. I think he's very, very underrated. And I'm not a Florida State fan, so please don't email me at bestinclass@billcurry4.com and tell me I'm a homer for Florida State. That's not it. But this guy is a phenomenal athlete. And I know they have him lifted as a safety at the Senior Bowl, but he plays corner. So he can play corner, he can play nickel, and he can play safety. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. I think he's a little lighter than that, but we'll see when he weighs in. And he runs a 4.45 40. This is a guy to keep an eye on. I'm interested to see how well he plays because he's so gifted physically. I'm interested to see how well he puts it together against elite talent. This guy, Jake Haener, skip him. I don't think there's anything there to talk about. Let's go to Chase Brown, running back out at Illinois. 5'11", 205 pounds, sub 4'4". Obviously, extremely fast. Initial burst is excellent. He absolutely catches the ball. This guy has definitely starting material, and he's going to be a third to fourth round pick. That's what's great about this draft. These running backs are going to fall unless you're going to go for Bijan which is, you know, if we're going to stay with Tom Brady and Bijan is there at 19, you're crazy not to draft him. He is a difference maker right off the top. So besides him, you got Gibbs at Alabama. We're going to go through a bunch of these guys. The depth is incredible at the running back position. We can improve our speed. And I think Jason Light, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but he watched what I watched. You need some speed at running back, Jason Light. And you got some speed out there. You got some guys we can draft in the third, fourth, fifth round. There's a guy out of Tulane that I'm going to talk about later in this podcast. There's a backup running back for Texas. We're going to talk about him. But this speed, 4.4 speed out of Chase Brown is excellent. DJ Dale, defensive lineman out of Alabama, 6'3", 300 pounds. Very high motor player. Again, I always highlight these guys that don't take plays off, right? He's got powerful hands. I think that he's going to play. He's going to be an edge rusher, possibly. He's going to be a tweener in there at 6'3", 300 pounds. But he can play some edge, but he's going to be inside-outside guy. And I know how much Todd Bowles likes the guys that are versatile. So DJ Dale's another guy out of Alabama. Let's go down to this guy, Jay Ward. He's a safety out of LSU, 6'2", 188 pounds, sub-540. I really like LSU for corners and safeties. They have a physicality to them, like where, you know, there's no soft players at LSU in the defensive backfield. I really love how they tackle. I like how well coached they are. It's just unbelievable. The coaches all change, but the players change. But then you like have linebacker you have quarterback you have like defensive corners and safeties, and like it's just funny how they all migrate to the same universities, and that's one of them. Jay Ward is another guy at LSU. Jarrett Patterson, the center out of Notre Dame, 6'4", 310 pounds. This guy's a starting center in the NFL, all right? That's all I'm going to say about him. He can get out front to the second level. He's got terrific quickness, great footwork. The guy's an athletic player. Again, fourth round grade, right? Alex Forsyth out of Oregon, same thing. Almost exactly the same measurable, 6'4", 312 versus 6'4", 310. Unbelievable. These guys are prototypical centers. If you need a center, Jason Light, right now, this is a good time to get some depth at center. As far as the QBs are concerned, you guys all know who Max Duggan is. We just watched him in the national championship game against recently arrested Stetson Bennett. He is the quarterback out of TCU, 6'2", 210 pounds. This guy's a backup. I don't see him as being one of the top pro prospects. I know that there's some people that have him higher up on their list. I think he's a third-round, fourth-round guy in a career backup. I just didn't see enough of him. I didn't see enough of his accuracy and throws. I mean, he's tough. I'll give him that. The guy's an absolute beast, is a tough guy. But I didn't see enough. And I don't like his height. And I like the guys taller, stronger, faster. I just don't see it there. So let's go on to Jaden Reed, wide receiver, Michigan State, 6 foot, 185 pounds, another sub-4.5 guy. He's definitely a possession receiver. He can still stretch the field. But again, I underline the fact that he plays with an enormous fire, right? He's very angry, right? And I love that about that guy. That's another guy, Jaden Reed, to watch out of Michigan State. Again, Michigan State, another program where it just seems like the physicality is at a different level, right? This guy, Tyler Steen out of Alabama, another tackle, 6'5", 315. I'm not big on him. Okay, let's get to a running back who's a sleeper in the Senior Bowl, right? So Bijan Robinson, right? Bad boy, right? We all know it. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. They say don't take running backs in the first round. He's going in the first round. He's definitely like a Ricky Williams guy. Definitely be his pro comp. But so Rashawn Johnson, right? Rashawn Johnson, running back, Texas. Backup. So just so you know, there's a couple of backups that made amazing pros. This guy doesn't have any wear or tear on him. He's 6'2", 225. Guess what he runs? A 4.3 40. He gets into space with his size. He also is a return man, which is interesting to me. Start, stop. There's not a lot of tape on this guy. That's what makes him so interesting. Is this guy going to be a fourth-round draft pick and be the next stud running back that comes out of nowhere? Possibly. That's why I love this stuff. That's why I love it. So Rashawn Johnson is a guy to keep an eye on in the Senior Bowl. He's going to get some carries. He's been working. The coaches are keeping an eye on him because there's a couple of guys that he reminds you of. But here's a guy that was a big-time recruit that got stuck behind one of the best players in the whole country. And sometimes that happens. So let's talk about another running back, which I said was an absolute sleeper, Ty J. Spears out of Tulane, right? 5'10", 195 pounds, runs a sub-4.4 40 right now. Very fast. He is an elite receiver and runner. Unbelievable hands. If you guys watched these games, like the last four games, he led all of college football in rushing yards. He was unbelievable. 40-yard run, 30-yard run, 25-yard run, 40-yard run. It was just over and over again, his breakaway speed. This guy is another guy that is just flying under the radar. Is he going to be a third or fourth round pick? Probably. But does he deserve to be? No. In the old NFL, this guy's a first round draft pick. You know, that's the way this stuff works. It's pretty crazy. Let's get on to some other guys. Again, keep an eye on Ty J. Spears and keep an eye on Roschon Johnson. Some hidden guys that I don't think a lot of people know about who don't watch a lot of college football, but you guys are going to love them. Anthony Johnson, corner out of Virginia, 6'2", 205 pounds, absolutely devastating hitter, tough guy, tackles extremely well. He reminds me of the Bucks draft pick, Whitehead. Very similar players. Anthony Johnson is another guy to keep. If there's a hard hit in this game from a safety, it's probably going to be coming from him. Trey Tucker, wide receiver out of Cincinnati. Here's a guy that's a special teams player, 5'9", 185 pounds. He runs a sub-4.3 40, okay? And you can see it on tape. I don't know if I like these little tiny guys, you know, with all the speed. Some of them make it. I think the majority of them don't make it. But this guy's built thick. It's really strange to look at him. He's 5'9", 185 pounds. He's not like this short, skinny guy, and his speed is incredible. So this is an interesting – obviously, you play the slot in the NFL. But I just don't see how you're going to have this guy as an outside receiver. I mean, but special teams-wise, you know, he's a guy that's going to be a star on special teams. Cameron Young, defensive tackle, 315 pounds, 6'3". This guy is a beast. You're going to get some interior rush out of him. But again, these Mississippi State guys, tough guys. This guy's obviously a three technique, and he's going to have pass rush and run-stopping ability. I love this guy. Cameron Young's another one of those space eaters that you guys can put on the defensive line and get some pass rush, but he's basically a run stopper. 300 pounds, 6'3". And Jason Light knows there's a bunch of these guys at the Senior Bowl. And just so you know, interesting fact about the Senior Bowl, last year, all 32 teams drafted a player from the Senior Bowl. Every single team in the NFL drafted a player from the Senior Bowl. How cool is that? These guys are what are making NFL rosters. Ronnie Bell, big-time name out of Michigan. You guys saw him in the playoffs. He had an amazing, amazing playoff run. 6 foot, 190 pounds, runs a 4.4 40, long arms. I love the way he catches the ball. I really like Ronnie Bell. I mean, they have a fourth round grade on him. It's crazy. How do you gonna have Ronnie Bell in the fourth round? This guy played big time football, starred as a big, carried his team in the playoffs. I thought he played extremely well. There's a guy to keep an eye on, Ronnie Bell. Wide receiver, Michigan. Cameron Peoples, running back, 6'2", 225 pounds, out of Appalachian State. So, again, big running back class. I'm not going to spend any time on a guy at Appalachian State. I have no idea if this guy's good or not. I'm not watching any tape on Appalachian State. We drafted one player out of Appalachian State in Bucks history, and he was a total bust. Anybody know who his name is?
No.
No, Grace?
Nope.
You want to give it a shot? Dexter Jackson, wide receiver, Appalachian State. By the way, here's another guy that never got cleats. As soon as he got the ball, he'd slide right down. Again, because he was terrified of the of getting hit. Cornerback, Jacorian Bennett. This is a guy that's getting a lot of pub at 5'3", 195 out of Maryland. Here's another guy that and Maryland's not like a powerhouse, right? But he's definitely a hitter. He's very, very, very athletic. You know, he's been on several athletic freak lists because of how strong he is at 5'11", 195 pounds. But there's a guy that can hit and tackle something and intercept the ball. Something that we haven't had as a Bucks fan is our tackling and hitting. We're just not physical. And I love seeing like these physical guys. Let's see. Who else do I want to talk about? No, not Puka. No. Here's a local guy, Alex Ward out of UCF, long snapper. Don't worry. I know we don't talk about long snappers, but he'll have a long NFL career. 6'4", 240 pounds, Alex Ward. He's one of the top long snappers in college football. Darius Davis, wide receiver, TCU, 5'10", 175 pounds, runs a sub 4.340. For those of you who watched TCU's playoff run, obviously you know who he is. He's a little I think he's not 175 pounds, guys. I think he's more like 150 pounds. But we'll see what he weighs at. Here's a guy to keep an eye on as a special teams player. He can definitely separate instantly off the line with a sub 4.3 speed. I just think he's a little small. There's just so many times where they fail. We'll see if somebody's going to get him out into space. Last guy we're going to talk about is Brandon Daniels, offensive guard, 300 pounds, 6'4", great footwork, very agile, very athletic, tested extremely well, hasn't played football a lot. He's out of Utah. He doesn't have a lot of years playing. So this is a developmental guy, obviously a project in the fifth or sixth round. All right. So we talked about the fact that the Senior Bowl is going to be full of some exciting running backs. The quarterbacks are not going to be overly good. I think you're going to see a couple of great plays by Allen, maybe some stuff by Dugan, but we'll see how that goes. Now, cornerback class in the Senior Bowl is full of starting cornerbacks in the NFL, rangy, physical, well-coached defensive backs. So if I had to rate the class, like, what's the best thing about the Senior Bowl? Is it going to be the edge rushers? Is it going to be the defensive line, linebackers? Or is it going to be – I'm going to go with corners and running backs are going to be – have the most depth and the highest ceiling players, followed by edge. There's going to be some pass rushers that you guys are going to get to watch, which I'm very excited for you guys to watch. Again, this was part two of the Senior Bowl. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I – packed a bunch of information in where it just is nonstop so you can enjoy your ride home. Again, I hate podcasts where they don't do anything but talk about nonsense instead of football. Follow us at Bill Curry Tampa, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Visit us at BillCurryFord.com to see all of our great specials. Come in and meet with me. I will sell you a car, service your car, sell you parts on a car, buy your car. You can basically, or we can just talk football. Whatever you guys want to do, reach out to Grace at gthomas@billcurryford.com. If you have any local charities that you'd like to talk about, thank you to Joe Bucks fan. Thank you to the Curry family for allowing me to do my podcast, which is fantastic. And please share this podcast with your friends and family. Please rate me at wherever you listen to your podcast. Have a great night, guys.